Saddle up that crazy horse. It's time to knock the rust off. WBKM.org.
Welcome to the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, where the feedback is back. We scour the human highway to bring you the best Neil Young news and reviews, rumors and musings, plus rare unreleased tracks and live shows that will keep you rocking in the free world.
It's all one song!
The Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour is presented by WBKM.org in the heart of Burlington, Vermont. Now, from WBKM, here are your hosts, Eric Koval and Tony Gallucci.
Burlington's Kind of Music, WBKM, Saturday night, and Tony Gallucci, my comrade, my good friend that I host the program with each week, he's in the heart of everything where it's all happened in Manhattan for the holiday. And so safe travels to you, Tony. He's out there furthering this beautiful spirit of music. And it is a great time of the year with the return of the warmer weather, the spring. Here we are on the holiday, of course, Passover, Easter. Whatever it is, you know, this year catapults us out of our head, if you will, in so many different ways. Beauty, you know, just planting the garden this past week with my children and putting them under a light and seeing those little veggies come up. They come up so small. But I'm so stoked to be working in the garden again and to feel the warmer temperatures, even though we woke up with 4 inches of snow. From 63 yesterday to 3-4 inches of snow on my porch today. So good evening, everybody. I'm going it alone tonight. And it's a special night. Thrasher has mentioned on the site, of course, thrasherswheat.org, that we got some great news. And so in honor of this news, in honor of this band, we're going to throw a whole series of great music at you, Eric. Great, you know, we're talking about Crazy Horse here tonight. And when these folks play, they play so close. I remember first seeing this band from afar and squinting because they look like a big ball. I was like, wow, what are they doing? They feed off each other all night. They surf the rages of the crowd, and the ebb and flow is just beautiful when it's happening. So we'll do our best, and we welcome you once again to our little quaint spot here in Burlington, Vermont. Wherever you are, it's great to have you with us. It's the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, WBKM.org.
I need you.
Treasure Suite Radio Hour, WBKM. I tell you, it's almost like you're taking off and landing in a plane the entire tune. That album is a few years old now. It's hard to believe. But not really. Everything's a big blank. But that was a real big blank when we got to go to Europe alongside Thrasher and Howl and meet the folks that are listening tonight. You know, not everybody, but boy, there was a vibe in Hamburg and Berlin when we first arrived. It seemed we were meeting friends the whole time. So please, folks, if you can, get to the website. You'll feel that same vibe, and it comes from that music. Psychedelic Pill. You know, Crazy Horse, Danny Whitten, of course, it started with Danny and the memories and beautiful stuff. It evolved. That band right there, though, Billy Talbot on bass, Ralph Molina on drums, and Frank Pancho San Pedro on rhythm and alternating lead licks too here and there. But Neil Young, blistering. To see him gallop through Europe was something I'll never forget. Because he still carries, he's a global citizen. He's an earth warrior. And it's an honor to be in here tonight. What do we hear? Psychedelic Pill, The Days That Used to Be, and White Line coming off of Ragged Glory. We're celebrating Neil Young and Crazy Horse tonight.
We'll be right back. or break it down. We'll be right back.
It is a Saturday night, and you're in tune to the Thrasher's Weed Radio Hour here at WBKM. As fluid, as warm and graceful and luscious as it gets, that stuff is like liquid love flowing all over you, isn't it? I can't get enough of that sound. And The Loner, which found its way onto Live Rust, right? I mean, that's how I came into the band. And I remember when he was playing, you know, with Rick Rosas and stuff. They came on second set there at the Orpheum with that. But Love and Only Love in there as well. Another one of those anthems, if you will. Spirit, come back to me. Give me strength and set me free. Let me feel the magic in my heart. You know, those words need to be, you know, said. And The Loner was played, you know, because here I am alone. Typically, Tony Gallucci alongside me for the ride. But we're all together. We're all on the ride. And it's a joy to be here on this pink moon. Now we're talking celestial, man. And I'm one of those late night listeners. You know, I do have a train that I hear every night, you know, howling. Nothing like the sound of a train and the stars, and the trees, the silhouettes of the trees, and boy, a blood moon tonight. Did you read about this? Did you see it? I saw it, and it did look pink. First moon in April. And, you know, it was given the name through, I guess, the phlox, of course, those ground coverage. You know, that beautiful flower, the phlox, they smell beautiful. But a pink moon tonight pulls us more into the earth, you know, so it's good to remind, you know, the natives, they had names for all the moons, you know, so it's cool when we get these, when you get the blue moon, the rarefied blue moon, right? It's great to be with you tonight. My name's Eric Koval. You're in tune to the Thrasher's Weed Radio Hour.
Thank you.
Thrasher's Weed Radio Hour. Wow, putting a stamp on that tune. That's hitting it. You know, just like Tom Thumb's Blues, I first ran into the tune at Dead Shows years back. But that version, man, you know, that connection has been forever. You know, Dylan and Young, mutual respect and riding alongside one another as troubadours of the modern age. Tony, he's back in New York City, my cohort, my friend. You know, amazing lyrics, Lost in the Rain in Juarez, and it's Easter time too. That's why I played it, because of that lyric. But boy, it just reacquaints you with all that stuff. You know, love. There's nobody putting on airs with words like that. Dylan says they glow like burning coal. You gotta love that Neil steps out. I don't know, man. You feeling it? Spring's been feeling really good. I've been walking around in a state of ecstasy. Just so grateful. You know, so thankful. And thankful to who? When we want our news, when we want to find out what's going on with Neil Young, we turn to Thrasher. It's time for the news.
Hi, hi. Thrasher here with this week's Neil Young news. And thanks everyone out there for tuning in on the full pink moon here. Springtime is upon us, and we will be making a semi-big announcement here in just a moment. We've been talking about this here on Facebook and Thrasher's Wheat that we would be bringing out, rolling out an announcement tonight, and we'll have that in just a moment. We'll get to the news first. Not too much Neil Young news at the moment, but we did post a YouTube video earlier this week, Neil Young cruising around in his Link Volt and giving a little demo to Haskell Wexler, who is a well-known cinematographer. So Neil and Haskell took a cruise around and got a little tour inside. So nice little video. Check that out. All right. So on to the semi-big announcement. And here we go. So as you have been listening here on WBKM, lots of Crazy Horse music, some Facebook posts and Thrasher's Wheat posts on Crazy Horse the band, some posts that we did on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Well, here you go. We're getting ready to launch a campaign to induct Crazy Horse into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Well, there you go. So, obviously, we and many others feel that this is a worthy addition to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And we'd love to see Crazy Horse in there with all the other greats that are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So, with that, the campaign revolves around launching a Facebook page to induct Crazy Horse into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and we will encourage everyone to head on over there after the show tonight, check it out, register your opinion, and maybe with any luck, after a few 100,000 likes, a few million likes, few billion likes and shares, maybe it will happen. Very similar to our induction campaign for Willie Nelson into the for the Nobel Peace Prize. Well, that's still ongoing, but we shall see. Anyway, so that's what we're launching here tonight, and we'll just take a moment here to rattle off a few historical notes on the band Crazy Horse. I realize probably a lot of folks are quite familiar with their history, but we're going to just quote a little bit of what's on the Facebook page about the band Crazy Horse and their significance. So we'll begin by saying that the longest lasting musical ride in Neil Young's career has been his association with Crazy Horse, dating back to 1969. Crazy Horse's roots actually date back a little bit earlier out in Los Angeles to the early 60s when Ralph Molina and Billy Talbot sang in a vocal group with Danny Whitten called Danny and the Memories. This is where Ralph took up the drums and Danny Whitten was playing guitar, and that eventually became Danny and the Memories. And then Neil Young came along those guys somewhere there in the late 60s and joined them up. Billy Talbot says, "We first met Neil Young and jammed with him a little in Laurel Canyon when he was in the Buffalo Springfield and the Rockets were just coming together. Later, Neil heard our album, really liked it, and he sat in with us at the Whiskey. Then he wanted us to record the song Cinnamon Girl with Danny, Ralph, and me. So we went up to Neil's studio in Topanga Canyon to work on that one song." And this is eventually turned into Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere, Neil Young's second album, which had the classics Down by the River, Cowgirl in the Sand, and Cinnamon Girl. So that's some of the early history of Crazy Horse. And, of course, they've gone on to play with Neil Young through the 70s, 80s, 90s, the aughts, and into the teens here in the 21st century. And we will conclude with this by saying that Neil Young has termed his association with Crazy Horse the essence of my musical life. This is the core, the smoldering thing I come back to over and over again. If I had never done anything else, the Crazy Horse stuff would just stand on its own. So that's Neil Young on the band Crazy Horse. So again, we encourage everyone to check out the Facebook page for inducting Crazy Horse into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We will have the URL link posted to Thrasher's Wheat after the broadcast here. So head on over or search for induct Crazy Horse into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and it should come up there on your Facebook. Okay, so lastly, on this little campaign that we're launching, we would like to say a big thanks to Chris M. out there, who really inspired us and encouraged us to make this happen. Chris had been after us for a while to try and get something going on this. And so we handed it off to our good buddy Hounds That Howl, who picked it up and did all the legwork of putting the campaign together. So thanks a lot, Hounds That Howl. And we'd like to thank Shaka Jeff there at Silver Moon Graphics for the help on doing the graphics. Thanks a lot, Shaka Jeff. As many of you know, Shaka helped us out with our Thrasher Sweet logo. And last but not least, thank you, WBKM, Eric and Tony up there in Burlington, Vermont, for helping us launch this campaign tonight. Thanks a lot, guys. So we'll wrap it up here. One last note, we'll just say shout out there to Joni Mitchell. If you're listening tonight, I hope you're getting better. Hope you're getting well. Sweet Joni. All right. So, sending it back over there to Eric and Tony at WBKM with some more Crazy Horse tunes tonight. Peace and love, guys.
times we could have been better. We always want to be our best for you. Sometimes we could have been better. But for those of you who have children, we wish you well. We wish your children well. We hope that your children are home sleeping soundly. Without a care in the world. Crazy personnel. Hope that you all travel safely back to your homes. We hope all your friends do the same. Mostly, we want to see you again someday.
Thresher's Wheat Radio Hour. Yeah, that's how it gets. That's the intimacy that the band can command. In the sense that, man, they feel like your friends, man. They are putting on no airs when they're up there. They're rock stars, sure. I mean, they're larger than life in some ways, but I'm so happy I took my oldest boy to go see them. You know, and he was blown down, you know? I mean, when it hits the younger kids, and my kids definitely get Neil Young, you know that there's a resonance there. Yeah, roll another number. It's already been an hour, folks. That lonesome hippie girl smile. Yep, wow. He says it, doesn't he? I mean, he's really tired. The open-hearted people going down, man. He's appreciative of all the support he's been given. But he's truly an artist. He's flown his own dream, and we love that. I don't know. It's just wonderful music. It's sing-along music, right? So thank you, Neil Young. Thank you, Ralphie Molina. Ralph Molina, love you. And boy, Frank, Poncho, San Pedro, and Billy Talbot. You guys, you really hold an essence of brotherhood. And I can feel it. It's brought a lot to my life. And it's a pink moon. And we're going to do this again next week, 9 o'clock. So thanks to Thrasher's Wheat. If you need any of your day-to-day, he updates daily. It's funny, though, that there's a campaign for Crazy Horse in the sense that it's not needed. It should be stamp, rubber stamp. My golly, Neds. If they're not in the Hall of Fame, oh my golly. Amit loved those guys. And that's Amit's baby. Amit Erdogan started that Hall of Fame. Anyways, this one going out to Joni. Catch you again with Tony next Saturday night, 9 o'clock Eastern time. Everybody in the world, though, we're all riding it. Just hold on, man. It's going to get better in a little while. Anyways, going out to Joni. WBKM's Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour.
Joni Mitchell.
Right.
Such different sets of circumstance. I'm up all night in the studios and you're up early on your ranch. You'll be brushing out a broodmare's tail while the sun is ascending, and I'll just be getting home with my reel-to-reel. There's no comprehending just how close to the bone and the skin and the eyes and the lips you can get. You still feel so alone and still feel in some relay. Oh, not a hit and run driver. Oh, no, racing away. You just pick up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. You saw a farmhouse burning down in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the night. We rolled right past that tragedy till we pulled into some roadhouse lights where a local band was playing. The locals were up kicking and shaking on the floor. The next thing I know, that coyote's at my door. He pins me in a corner and he won't take no. He drags me out on the dance floor and there. Why'd you have to get so drunk and lead me on that way? You just picked up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. I looked a coyote right in the face, on the road to Belgium, near my old hometown. He went running through the whisker weed, chasing some prize down, and a hawk was playing with him. Coyote was jumping straight up and making passes. He had those same eyes just like yours under your dark glasses, privately probing the public rooms, peeking through keyholes in number doors, where the players lick their wounds and take their temporary lovers and their pills and powders to get them through this passion play. No regrets, Coyote, I just get off a boat. You just picked up a hitcher, a prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. Coyote's in the coffee shop, staring a hole in his scrambled eggs. He picks up my scent on his fingers while he's watching the waitress's legs. He's too far from the Bay of Fundy, from Appaloosas and Eagles and Tides, and the air-conditioned cubicles and the carbon ribbon rise are spelling it out so clear. Either he's gonna have to stand and fight or take off out of here. I've tried to run away myself, to run away and wrestle with my ego. And with this flame, you put her in this Eskimo.